Congregation may be seated if the children will join me up here for the children's message. Hey, buddy. Can you sit right here, please, with everybody? Good morning, guys. Hey, Calvin. Okay. You guys know that God loves you, right? Yeah? Have you heard that before, that God loves you? I think you know that. My question is, how much do you think God loves you?
A lot.
Okay, well, I think you guys are on the right track with your whole heart and a whole lot. I was thinking about, you think we could measure? Let's see what we got here. Okay, I got a couple of things over here. What is this?
Measuring cup.
A measuring cup. You think we could measure God's love with this? How many scoops do you think it would be?
One.
Okay, well, this could go on for a while. Yeah. Can we measure God's love with this, you think?
No.
Yeah, I think you guys are right. Actually, there's a psalm that it's a pretty popular one that talks about when we think about God and what God has done for us, our cup overflows. So if it's going to overflow, this isn't going to be real helpful, is it?
No.
Okay. Well, I wore my watch today. I don't usually wear my watch. What do you do with a watch? You can tell time, but you could also. You could also like use it like a stopwatch almost and see how long something lasts, right? Do you think we could use my watch to measure God's love for us?
No.
Like I could start it now and then I could stop it whenever God's love for us ends. Do you think that would work?
No.
Yeah. In fact, there's another psalm that talks about God being from eternity to eternity. So yeah, this watch isn't going to do me a lot of good. I got one more. Gracie, can you reach around there and see what's in there and grab it for me so I don't have to walk all over you? Ooh, yeah. You know what this is?
It's a measure thing.
It's a measure thing. Yeah. It's not a ruler. It's
God.
Well, we're going to talk about that. This is not a ruler, and it's not a measuring tape. This is called a yardstick. Do people still use yardsticks?
Yeah.
I feel like a yardstick is a little old-fashioned, but I was Conrad thinks this can measure God. We're going to talk about if that's true. This has 36 inches on it. That's 1 yard. Come here, Conrad. Stand up next to this. Whoa. This can't even measure you all the way. You're taller than this, so this isn't really helpful. This won't even really measure you. Thank you. You can sit down. Do you think? Okay, come here. We'll try one more. You're cheating. Okay, yeah. No, that cannot measure you. It would be hard. We'd have to move it up and down, and I don't know if it would be exact. So if this can't even measure us, do you think that it could measure God?
No.
No. There's a psalm that talks about the glory of God being higher than the heavens. That would be, we can't measure God with this, can we? This isn't going to tell us about how big God's love is. What do we look at then to know how much God loves us? How in the world are we going to be able to tell about this?
He loves us as much as the world.
I'll tell you what, here's how we think about it. We're going to read a verse today that says God loved the world so much that he gave his only son for us. Who is God's only son? Jesus, right. God loves us so much that God gives us Jesus. That's how we know that God loves us. And so much, in fact, that Jesus, turn around and look what's hanging up from the ceiling over there. What's that? The cross. God loves us so much that Jesus comes not just to be with us, but even to die on the cross because God loves us and God cares for us so much. So when we talk about God's love, we can't measure it with a ruler or a yardstick. We can't keep track of it on our watch. We can't measure it in a measuring cup. When we want to know how much God loves us, we look at Jesus, who for us brings life and salvation. Okay? That's how much God loves us, and it's wonderful news. Will you pray with me? Okay, thank you. Repeat after me. Lord God, thank you for loving us so much that you send us Jesus. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thanks for helping me this morning. For those of you that are going to Children's Church, you can line up at the door over here with Miss Susan, okay? And you're also welcome to stay with us.